On the second day of the search, Brazilian military pilots have spotted what's thought to be debris from the Air France plane. Among the objects observed, an airplane seat, a life jacket, pieces of metal, and an oil slick. The floating material was located in two areas roughly 60 kilometers apart, about 650 kilometers off the northeast coast of Brazil. Importantly, it's along the path taken by Flight 447. Brazilian naval vessels are expected to arrive on the scene Wednesday. Confirmation that the debris came from the Airbus 330 cannot be made until some of the material is retrieved and positive identification is made. Of particular interest for the searchers will be the so-called black box flight and data recorders. But the ocean is very deep at the remote location. The devices are programmed to emit signals for up to a month. Meanwhile, at Charles de Gaulle Airport outside of Paris, the grieving continues. Everywhere you go, the tragedy has shocked the nation.
It's a disaster for France and all over the world. I mean, what can we say? We have no words, actually. For families and all the staff and stuff, it's very horrible, I can say.
The sad sentiments felt on the streets of Paris are echoed by the man who runs Air France, Pierre-Henri Gorgion.
This catastrophe is also a catastrophe for Air France people. And all the Air France community is now at work to share with the family of the victims what they have to suffer and to bring to them everything we can, financially or materially, to help and to be with them in this terrible occurrence.
Those on board come from 32 countries. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.